nobility. The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 19. Woo! It is a full house today, right, sirs and madam?
Are we in San Francisco?
Maybe, I don't know. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Adam Conway.
Yep.
Gwen Reyes.
Hello.
Andrew Conway.
Yes, you are.
And Gadi Elkon.
Howdy ho.
Howdy ho, neighbor. And we are the Multimedia Men, and you can find us on Facebook. If you type in Multimedia Men in Facebook. And we are going to do our first recast of 2014. And we're going to do it on a TV show this time.
Our first TV show.
Our first TV show. We're going to recast Full House, the 1980s or early 1990s?
90s.
Is it 89 or 90 when it started?
90. It was in the 80s, like 88.
But
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
But it's shot to fame, the Olsen twins. It starred Bob Saget, Dave Coulier, John Stamos. Bob Saget, which was hilarious.
Well, here's the thing. How old are the Olsen twins now?
They're 21, 22, 23?
28.
So subtract, basically,
they're 28.
Until they were born. Wow. That's how long ago it started, because they were
really, 89.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So we're going to recast this. It was funny, because Bob Saget is known for being a dirty comedian, and all of his dirty comedian friends, when he got this role, were just like, really? How is Bob? And everybody, including us, thought Bob Saget was the nicest guy.
He couldn't be on this show without being totally drunk.
You did a really nice job, by the way.
Yeah, because me and Andrew had these.
Well, one shot of 1776 rye whiskey almost killed Gotti. He changed colors.
I think Andrew did die.
He turned blue and he came back.
Something inside of him died.
It was the burrito. So we're going to recast this.
It's a big old burrito.
There were no rolls on this one, but here's our Full House recast. And we're going to start with the supporting character of Kimmy Gibbler, who was DJ Tanner's best friend who always came over.
She was
played by Andrea Barber. I thought Amber Tamblyn would be great for that because she looks young and she's kind of spunky.
Wow. Well, she's in Two and a Half Men right now.
She looks old now.
No, I don't think she looks old. I think she looks fairly young still. What about you?
She got married to, what's his face, David Cross, right?
Oh, yeah, that's weird, too. That's like 30-year difference.
Well, I'm going for theme with mine. And so my first one...
What's your theme?
My theme is all British actors.
King of the Britons.
Because I'm watching Doctor Who.
Please speak
in a
British
accent. I went with Bonnie Wright, who played Ginny Weasley from Harry
Weasley. Potter. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Can you speak in a British accent from this?
I could, but it sounds a little insulting, so I'm still working on it.
Okay.
Because it goes in and out of dialect.
Okay.
It's not proper. Doesn't sound proper at all.
It does not. It sounds
not proper.
Straight up street rat.
What? Where are we?
She's a street rat.
We're not in London no more, ladies and gentlemen.
She's a popper, not a
prince.
We're
in Cardiff.
I like that. I like Weasley. What about any of you guys?
We'll go Conway's.
Go Andrew.
Anybody?
I went with Caitlin Dever.
Who?
She's an actress, a young actress on Last Man Standing with Tim Allen right now. She plays the younger daughter.
Oh. Yeah.
And I could see her playing sort of the awkward next door neighbor friend.
Hmm.
Just give her a pair of overalls and some glasses. She's a Gibbler.
Okay. I like that.
She's a... What is she?
I like Weasley.
A Gibbler.
Weasley's my pick.
They call her Gibbler all the time. Gibbler!
Weasley's my pick.
Get out, Gibbler.
Weasley's my pick.
Weasley.
All right. Weasley.
Okay.
All right. Moving on to Becky Katsopolis, who was Jesse's girlfriend, then wife. She was played by the beautiful Lori Loughlin. I kind of wanted to pick somebody who was kind of cool, who could play guitar too with Jesse. I went with Malin Ackerman. She seems fun and she's pretty.
It's a good choice.
I love Malin.
I'll also pick somebody from Children's Hospital, Aaron Hayes,
who was
Worst Week Ever and
Isn't she married to Ken Marino?
I don't know. I don't know if actually. It's
or not Ken Marino, the other one that looks like Ken Marino.
She's married to someone, one of those guys.
Yeah.
Gosh. But she's great. She's funny. She has been underutilized in the last part.
Yeah, they're both in the same TV show. Malin Ackerman was also in The Rock of Ages, and
yeah. Well,
she's
in
Trophy Wife
and Watchmen.
And she was also Erin Hayes was also in that. Like I said, that terrible dad show on NBC with Jesse Bradford.
My two dads.
I went along the lines of Malin Ackerman, but I went with...
What was that? Friends with Kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually went with Britt Marling, is who I thought would be great.
She looks a little young.
These
are all young.
They all have to be young.
They have to be
pretty young. Right, you're right.
I went with Sally Hawkins from Happy Go Lucky and the remake of Sense and Sensibility.
The Britons.
Lori Loughlin worked with Danny at the show, and I think Britt would...
I'm all for Britt, man. And I'd like to see her in like a comedy type of thing.
Yeah. She's beautiful too.
She is.
I went totally different on my Full House thing. I went, because originally the series was supposed to be three comedians in a house. And it was supposed to be the three funny guys, and that was the series. And then all the Cosby Show was a big hit, and all those family shows were out. So they turned into the family. So I did the theme with having a family, but they're all comedian actors.
I love it.
And so my Becky, I thought she had to look cute, be funny, but could also just kind of play just kind of in the background. And the girl that always does it for me is Kristen Wiig.
Okay.
Or Sarah Silverman were the two choices I had, because I felt that they could play all of the emotions and be a perfect counterpoint to who I have as Jesse. But it's all comedian rate. Like, My Kimmy.
So
I feel both those
so
are too.
Your Kimmy? You didn't
I feel like
Kimmy
too
is.
Old now. I think feel like that.
No, but you can have them at any point in their time.
Yeah.
Who's your Kimmy?
He didn't have one.
I didn't have one.
Because I think that Amy.
That was the
if
only
you're
one
gonna
one
go with that theme, I think Amy
Schumer
would be a great pick for that.
She would. Amy Schumer.
She's
would
funny
be.
Enough.
So obnoxious.
Yeah.
She is. Jack Hughes pink hair is the next big thing.
Yeah.
Who's the girl from?
Whitney Cummings.
No.
Don't give her any dollars.
Jason Bateman show.
Portia de Rossi?
No, the young girl.
Maybe.
That was my original choice.
Garrick or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because I thought she was
Sharepot.
Cute and funny.
Sharepot.
Yeah, something like. Is it
Alice?
Yeah,
it's like
I thought it was
Sharepot.
Like Alicia.
Ali Sharepot.
Yes.
That was my original choice.
Okay.
For
it's a good
Kidney.
Pick. Yeah.
She's funny, but she's also kind of dark funny. Yeah, she's. She'll hit you in the
I
balls.
I changed from Weasley to Allie for Kimmy.
I like Allie.
Yeah.
I think Allie fits in this
that.
Scheme. I think
I
it
like
fits
that
perfect.
Theme, yeah.
Cool. All right. Moving on to Michelle Tanner, who is played by the adorable Olsen twins. I based my entire casting around this, and I said that the father adopted this child, Quavonjanae Wallace. For Michelle Tanner.
It's the Romney story. Let's get a black child.
Quavonjanae.
I love
her. I think she would be great in this show because she's, you know, spunky
she's
and
witty and
yeah.
crazy.
And she'd have the good one-liners.
Also, the little boy that plays Bert on Trophy Wife.
Oh, he'd be great. Yeah.
So I say Quavonjanae.
I love him.
What about y'all?
The Asian guy. I like the Asian baby.
Adopted.
I went baby. I went super young baby.
I said Asian baby.
This is my breaking of my Brit rule. I went with the baby from Breaking Bad.
Molly?
I thought it was
Holly.
She smiles the whole damn show.
Yeah.
Or the baby from Raising Hope.
Or the baby, but she's a little older now.
She's a little too old now.
God, my cast is super
Asian,
white.
Asian baby.
I don't have any black people.
I put Quavonjanae in there.
I'm mixing that through an Asian baby. So.
Like the kid from Modern
Asian
Family?
Baby, like an Asian
Asian.
I thought it was Asian twins.
New talent.
No,
there's only one
they,
kid.
They
but
find twins, but it's...
You can see which one was rich.
No.
One had a mole on.
Nobody wants Quavonjanae in this role?
No, I like Quavonjanae.
I like her a lot
yeah,
for
I
that.
For I
couldn't pick a kid or a baby, so I thought, like, if you're a group of comedians, they'd pick the most ridiculous-looking
yeah.
human.
I'm thinking cap on.
And I immediately thought, like,
Jonathan
instead of...
Gollum.
No, instead of, like, babies, who would eat a baby? And I thought Ralphie May would make the perfect baby. So Ralphie May is my baby.
Has he lost weight?
No.
No.
He tried to, but it didn't
stick. He's gained it more.
More than, yeah.
So Ralphie May in baby costume the entire show.
Throws a show in a whole
like
different
a
direction.
Winters type.
Kind of like the John baby Waters type in the Dino show, where the baby is the meanest. That's my theory, is that,
not
like,
the baby.
Or like
not
in Roger, yeah, like I want that type of humor from Ralphie May. Like he's totally.
I would like to see an episode of that. I don't know if I could take Ralphie.
You, I got more to come, buddy. Wait till I get to Uncle Joey and Jed or whatever the hell.
I say Quvenzhané
for
her.
Yeah, I
say for
Quvenzhané too.
All right.
Although Ralphie May is a close second.
Well, we'll give little Q her chance.
Okay. All right. Moving on to Stephanie Tanner, which was the middle child, Jodie Sweetin.
So hot now.
I went with.
I did.
She's a straight up meth addict.
She totally.
She
is.
Was
so hot.
She has no teeth.
So hot.
She looks good now, though.
Hot.
I went with Elle Fanning.
It up, ladies and gents.
I went with Elle Fanning.
Blue magic, indeed.
Elle Fanning for Stephanie Tanner.
I went. Yeah.
I also like Debbie Ryan from the Disney show Jessie. I thought she'd be good.
Okay.
I said Jane.
AI liar.
How do you see this show?
I went with
She's
Jane Levy. I thought Jane Levy would be
great.
I like Jane Levy.
Sticking with my theme, I went with Maisie Williams, who plays Arya Stark on Game of Thrones.
Oh my god, you stole my bit! Okay. So I couldn't think of young actors who were comedians, like they're legitimately comedians. So I thought, what's the most ridiculous? Yeah,
I know all the details.
Whatever. So I was totally like, who would I fit with who my comedian dad is? And I immediately thought, oh, I'd just take all the stupid kids from Game of Thrones. It'd be the most ridiculous, serious kids with these comedian families.
There's Bella Thorne from Shake It Up.
And she's my Stephanie, too.
Oh, good. See, look at that.
Because she's kind of tomboyish, but she could grow into a young
so
boy.
So you have Sansa as your DJ? As
we throw a little
No.
I like Arya
twisted
Stark.
Around. I hated Candace, whatever.
I like
I made
Arya
her a boy.
Stark.
Oh, you made her
Joffrey.
A boy.
Arya Stark.
But as Joffrey, not as like himself. They are their characters from Game of Thrones. Like they're not like the actresses or whatever. They're playing themselves from Game of Thrones in the house. With Ralphie May as the baby. Y'all see what crazy crap I'm talking about?
Yep.
I don't think anyone would see.
Wait till I get to the uncles.
Arya Stark, I like that choice for Stephanie.
Yeah, me too.
What about you? Did you already go?
She's adorable.
Andrew?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Moving on to DJ Tanner, played by Candace Cameron Bure. DJ was the older sister.
It's Bure.
I went
hockey player.
I went with Ellen Page.
No.
Oh, no way.
Candace was kind of a B. I totally see Ellen Page.
I went with Shailene Woodley.
She wasn't hot.
Who?
Candace.
No, but this is modern times.
Shailene Woodley's not that hot.
She's pretty hot.
I went with Abigail Breslin.
And then also Zoe Kazan.
Abigail Breslin.
She's
also Emily Osment, the best friend of Hannah Montana.
Yes.
She's a talker.
Adam was way too much about Disney.
She's a better Kimmy.
Is Hannah Montana Disney or
it was
he's trying to play it off.
Why are you watching
but
this?
But it was also she's also the sister of Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah.
Haley Woodley
don't
was
tell
great.
Me you're masturbating to that.
And I went with Emma Watson for DJ.
That's not bad.
I'm still going Joffrey.
I still like what about Zoe Kazan?
she's too old in my opinion.
Really?
Emma Watson's kinda old.
I like
though.
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson is old, but she
I like Abigail Breslin.
She does look like she's 12.
Abigail still looks really young.
Zoe
she looks younger than
Ellen Page is 42.
Have you seen her in that new movie with The Call? She like
yeah, I saw her in The Call. Still looks young.
Her face will.
But
always
she should
look
be
young.
She's there in high school.
But she's the oldest.
She
sister.
When you see her in August Osage, you'll see Candace.
Yeah,
but the way that
DJ went into college at the end of the show
with the Olsen twins not a baby.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty cool. See, I
mine's a 35-year-old man that weighs 400 pounds.
Yeah. See, so it's
maybe 500.
It's relatively how
all my uncles were like, are all Chris's.
Chris.
Oh, I have Chris too.
Cool. Well, moving on to Jesse Katsopoulos, played by the amazing.
What was his original name?
Still hot, John Stamos.
No,
has John Stamos gotten better looking?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
It's called
those Greek commercials are quality. Yeah,
he's so dreamy.
I have Orlando Bloom.
Yes.
No. Can he play a musician?
I'm okay.
Oh, absolutely. Have you seen him outside of his character stuff? Like
he's in my basement every day.
Weird.
I have.
They don't have basements in Plano.
I have Chris D'Elia for Whitney. I thought he might be
just cute. I had Aiden Turner from Human.
I also had Oliver Hudson.
I got the perfect guy already. So
wow.
Did you have someone?
And Russell Brand as a wild choice.
He doesn't wear shoes.
I'm a funny comedian, but he's not really pretty.
Oliver Hudson would be
good.
Oliver Hudson is such a
guitar.
Babe.
He's a
national
actor. Orlando could
rock
the mic and be that cool
Aquaman. Yeah,
he
was a rock star.
Yeah.
And then he was also...
Orlando Bloom could. He has, like, he can do, like, the little goatee and... People find him hot, and he could. I totally see him sitting there with his leg.
What
about Orlando Bloom playing the guitar?
He's an
awesome like, rock, and he could be goofy too.
Rules of Engagement. Yeah, I love that show.
I had Jimmy Fallon.
One of the
underrated.
I got two. That's two.
Sorry,
no,
Jimmy Fallon.
I had Robert Pattinson. As
actually,
one of my
Dave
Boulier
was better than Jimmy Fallon.
No, I got better for Dave.
And but the other guy I had was Diego Boneta from
Rock
of Ages.
Yeah,
he's got that Jesse look.
But I do not like that guy at all. He's
dude,
a horrible actor.
No dollars.
Yeah,
I hate the show. But what's that guy from New Girl?
Adam Driver? No, no, you're thinking of
shit. Oh.
Shot of
all.
What does he mean?
What? Max Greenberg?
Yeah, Max Greenberg. Was...
Or Jake Johnson. Jake Johnson. Jake Johnson.
Jake would be, because I know he can play music. So Jake would be
my
pick.
He doesn't have to play music in real life. It's...
That's why I picked Jimmy Fallon,
they all
too.
Learn. They all pretend. They all
it's
all
pretend. He wasn't really singing.
What?
Well, yeah, they were. I don't even watch the show.
John Stamos really did.
This is the TV show?
John's in bands,
yeah.
By the way.
He goes to parties and, like, plays for real.
Yeah.
Okay,
how
so...
was that?
It was actually not bad.
Yeah.
Are we talking about Jake in Progress?
Jake in Progress. This
is
just went totally off tangent.
Jake in Progress.
Who votes for Orlando Bloom?
Nobody.
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 Just you, Brian.
Bush League psych out stuff.
I think Oliver Hudson or Chris Daly would be good choices.
I like
Chris
Daly Hudson, actually.
Oliver Hudson would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right, Oliver Hudson.
Because he's so handsome.
All right, moving on to Joey Gladstone.
He's got to also be hot. I mean, I think Orlando Bloom is hot. But.
I think me and Adam probably chose the same guy for
Joey. For Joey Gladstone, played by Dave Coulier, who was married to or dating Alanis Morissette.
When she wrote the song.
Correct.
That's the broken
it's about
up.
Him.
Yeah.
I went with Omar Sy for this.
No, come on.
Omar Sy, right?
That's a ridiculous choice.
Why is that a ridiculous choice?
What's your reasoning? Yeah, support it.
Because I always thought Dave.
It's Omar Sy.
Dave always had like.
Is a French guy from the slums.
Joey was from Detroit. Oh, he was a Red Wings fan.
I always thought Dave was kind of like the warm guy who
creepy
always had like the
yes.
The funny, ridiculous jokes. And I think Omar could pull that off.
I got
don't
a better
leave,
one than Omar.
Don't leave Joey alone with anybody.
I have Chris Pratt, who I thought would be good.
Why did he ever babysit the kids?
But then also kind of
like never let
the
babysit
choice. I had Richard Ayoade.
I got a reason for that.
Who?
Oh, Richard Ayoade would be great.
Who?
Never alone with
Richard Ayoade.
From the IT Crowd.
IT Crowd.
Oh, okay.
And The Watch.
It's like the...
What about Chris O'Dowd?
He's my Danny.
He's my Danny. I did Mackenzie Crook. From Almost Human.
Mackenzie.
He also takes his eye out and parts of the
he's good. He's good, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's the original...
Jim? No, Dwight on the...
Yes,
original
Dwight.
Dwight.
Yep.
Genius actor.
Delightful. What a nice man.
I actually had Chris Pratt for Joey.
I had O'Dowd.
I like Chris Pratt. I like Chris Pratt a lot.
I had O'Dowd for my real choice, but for my weird comedian role. They always called him Uncle, like, but it was always a funny, like, is he really... Because Uncle Jesse,
they're best friends, yeah.
Yeah, but Uncle Jesse, they seem
Louis C.K.
No,
well, and Uncle Jesse is his sister.
But who was Joey?
But I always thought he's
Joey
from
was,
Detroit,
yeah.
And so
good,
I went
good friend of
the only people I know from Detroit.
Dave Cook,
no, Dave Chappelle,
Uncle Dave Chappelle,
and that's why they won't leave him alone with the kids because he would sell them for drugs. Uncle Dave.
I like.
They don't call him Uncle Joey though.
I like Andrew's pick.
Chris Pratt.
Yeah, I like that.
Chris O'Dowd would be hilarious. Though.
All right,
that's
moving on to the number or the top one.
I want him to lead this vehicle.
Yeah,
Danny Tanner, who was played by Bob Saget. I had Ryan Reynolds or Justin Chatwin.
Why Reynolds? Reynolds sucks.
And Chatwin is not good at all either.
What?
Crazy. You already said my pick. Louis C.K. is the dad. Best
I thought of it.
Ever.
But I had Chris O'Dowd and then Chris D'Elia also.
I like O'Dowd better. Louis does his own thing and not with this.
I
like O'Dowd.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got Chris O'Dowd and then I also put Josh Radnor because he kind of has sort of a Bob Saget feel.
Because Bob Saget's his voice.
His inner monologue.
Yeah.
So I could see him because they sort of play.
What about old Ben Savage? Fred
Savage.
That's my dad.
Possibly.
I like Chris O'Dowd.
Old
pretty
Fred
amazing.
Savage.
That'd be a good
I like Chris's dad, though. Chris is, I think, you know.
When does Girl Meets World come out?
Oh my god, I have no idea.
And by the way, Chris O'Dowd was in Bridesmaids.
This is up on Disney.
But it's like,
yeah, if you don't know who Chris O'Dowd is,
he was in Bridesmaids.
He was also
on Bridesmaids.
Family Tree.
He was also on the IT Crowd.
He was on Girls.
He was on Girls. Recently. He also had a show called Moon Boy.
What's the movie came out with those chicks?
On Girls is hilarious.
Oh,
Sapphires.
Oh, and he has a history of doing television because he also did IT Crowd as well as Family Tree.
For those that have never seen IT Crowd, go watch it.
Not to be confused with the...
He's everywhere.
It's IT because they're IT people.
He just got engaged. I don't want to talk about it.
To who?
There was a movie with Chris O'Dowd recently where somebody was having a date with him and he was only in it for one scene.
Oh, yeah.
That was Thor.
Thor, yeah. He needed to be in that.
He stayed in Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
The same one that had the weird planets aligning that Andrew was so excited about earlier.
Well, is that what it's like? Like Thor? Why didn't you just say that? Yeah. That crap was cool. I said crap.
Well, that's our recast for 2014.
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to see this TV show.
Yes.
What network is this going to be on, though?
The what?
What network will
this be on? Ralphie May is the baby.
Is this going to be an FX show?
No, it'll be on UPN. HBO. They're bringing back UPN for this.
Mine's going to be on BBC4.
Wait till they invite over all the Murphys, the whole Eddie Murphy family's next door neighbors in my universe.
Steve Urkel is the next door neighbor.
Just Jamie Smooth comes
back.
His dad. Jamie Smooth's like the friend in every TV show now.
Well, that is our recast.
It's true.
It's so true.
And that is our podcast number 19. Hope you enjoyed.
Yeah.
Follow us on Facebook, guys.
Recast.